Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Good morning. I'm your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover with Rocky Peak Homes. Hey, it's episode 2 of Wake Up and Live. You can find me on Facebook at Antoine Glover-Realtor. Finally, you get a show that's not just about real estate trends in and around our community, but we're also focusing on the good that's happening in that same community. We have a special guest coming up, but in a moment, first I want to give you a real estate update that's showing some promising news. Brought to you by Cornerstone Real Estate, taking care of all your property management needs in and around Colorado Springs. Hey, a couple of new surveys indicate urban to suburban leaving neighborhoods. So what is that? What's going on here? There's a massive trend, and you're seeing this all over the United States, here in Colorado Springs, as well as in the entire state of Colorado. There's been much talk about the possibility that Americans are feeling less enamored with the benefits of living in a large city. How many people are longing for more open spaces the suburban and rural areas provide? In a recent article I came across, really interesting actually, they were discussing the issue and addressed comments made by Lawrence Yoon. So everybody, even my guests, is sitting right here saying, everybody knows Lawrence Yoon. I'm joking. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. All kidding aside, he was stating that while migration trends toward urban centers before the pandemic, real estate thought leaders have predicted a suburban resurgence. And as home buyers seek more space for social distancing, now the data is in and is supporting that theory. Now, the coronavirus and work from home flexibility is sparking the trend. He also added that there are more first-time home buyers looking for better affordability. There's a couple of reasons for first-time home buyers. On a side note, millennials are now the number one home buyers in the entire United States, beating out the baby boomers. We got lowest interest rates, you name it. There's so many, a perfect storm, if you will, regarding what's going on in the first-time home buyer market and just people buying homes in general. Now, agents surveyed across the United States were asked to best describe the locations where their clients are looking for homes. Check this out. Here are the results of the survey. 47% are starting to choose suburban and subdivisions. 39% they're moving into the mountains. They're going to rural areas. I'll give you an example. I've had a handful of mountain properties that, they would normally sit there for about a year, year and a half. They were gone, and they keep moving. People from Texas, I'm laughing at my guest here, and we're going to be talking to him in a minute. But people from Texas, California, you name it, they are basically all people are realizing what they need is technology. They need internet connection. And so now kids are working from home, from homeschool, mom and dad are working from home. Heck, you're on 30, 40, 50 acres. Man, you have enough food. You can quarantine all month long or all 3 months long, however long you want. And more people are realizing that could be a possibility. And that's what's really driving people. Now, 25% are moving to small towns. And even resort communities, 13% recreational areas. They're looking for their second home. I mean, even their first home, Buena Vista, Salida, that place, those two places are blowing up. Fairplay. A lot of you may now may remember I was telling you I'm also, a developer building 200 homes in Fairplay. We're also building a hotel, a place for a horse, refuge for wild Mustangs, as well as a resort. Because we saw this before COVID. People were just getting sick and tired of the hustle and bustle of the city living areas. And so this is exciting news, maybe not so exciting if you're in the real estate world in the cities, but I'll give you another example. Manhattan is a great example. That place was bustling. Not anymore when it comes to real estate. People are leaving Manhattan, then they're going to the suburbs and the outskirts of New York State. And that is really becoming the trend. So many of my clients are looking to buy homes, especially those mountain properties I just mentioned, they're wanting they're just needing something that's a little bit more. And they're even, you know, I'm even talking to a lot of builders, and I don't know how, I hope you guys really adhere to what I'm trying to say with to you. I really think you should look at a lot of your floor plans, builders, everywhere, and start looking at if more and more people are working from home, either by choice or just that's just the way it is. Kids are going to be working more from home. Instead of having that formal dining, what are you doing to change the way these floor plans are being made to accommodate what's going on now? So you heard it here. That was my two cents on what's going on in regards of COVID. You know, I always say there's always a positive out of a negative. And so it's so easy for us just to focus in on the negative and say, oh my gosh, are we ever going to get back to normal? This could be the new normal. If it's the new normal, how do you adjust your sales? As my mentor Jim Rohn used to like to say, you know, if the wind is blowing one way and you were always used to it blowing another way, well, quit trying to keep your sale at one area, adjust it accordingly. And it's actually going to tie, basically, it's going to tie in what we're talking about here with my good guest. And I know I've been teasing this for a while. So bottom line, no one knows if this will be short-term trend or an industry game changer, but at least for now, there appears to be a migration to more open environments. So make sure, you follow me, Podbean, Antoine Glover, and you can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Antoine Glover. We're going to take a little break and going to come back with my guest who's doing amazing things to help save the lives of our military veterans. You're not going to want to miss this. I promise you, my friends, it's time to wake up and live.
Hey there, this is Ken Moon. I'd love to have you join me this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 on the AM dial. We'll kick around whatever's bugging you around that special place that you call home. Whatever the issues are, I'm pretty sure I can help you. So I'll see you this Saturday afternoon. It's a date, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 AM.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Hey, welcome back. I'm your host of Wake Up and Live. I'm Antoine Glover. Happy Saturday morning. I am here with a really, what I would guess I consider now a dear friend. And we kind of didn't know each other. We kind of went by passing, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm here with Major Michael Myers. Is it Michael or you like Mike?
Mike is fine.
All right, I'll call you Mike. I don't want to mess with this guy. He's going to kick my butt. He's the co-founder and the head coach of the Military Basketball Association. And so we're going to dive into the MBA. I always have to emphasize that, not yes. The other one, the Military Basketball Association. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But it was just interesting in how you and I we met. And I'm sure so many, you know, if you go to a gym, you've been going to a gym for a year or two, and you see the same people because generally you go at the same time. And I've been seeing this guy for a while now. And you know, just kind of you give the head wave and a nod. And it was just one day we were in the locker we just said it. Started talking. We're just like, geez, Louise, I've seen you. And you know, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about you. And obviously here we are, we're interviewing you regarding your special organization. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about you. Obviously you're in the Army.
I am.
You're in the Army. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And you say you've been doing this for 20 years, but you look like about 22. So I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe he's hanging out with Bart of Inachinkwe. They're drinking the same juice. He's a meteorologist here for KRDO. So, he just doesn't. I don't know what you're doing, but you're ageless.
I don't know if I'm ageless, but I will tell you that you know, the military ages you, so I may look 22. I feel like I'm 56. but, you know, I got on a real serious health kick after 2017. I've been a practicing vegetarian all my life.
Right.
And, you know, but after, you know, 2017, I think I was extremely overweight. I was about 214 pounds. And I just quit.
Wow.
I just stopped. I did a lot of things. Listen to my mother. She's got a really good dietary plan, and we just cut out a lot of things, and I lost about 40 pounds. And
I bet you feel terrific.
I do. I'm you know, some of the Army standards as far as physical training, they've you know, I feel and I've been performing as if I were 21, 22 years old when I first joined the military. So
right.
it's been fun. It's been really great.
You know, what's funny, you mentioned that. I don't know if you're familiar with, I think it's Dr. Gundry, with the plant paradox.
Okay.
And I just recently, and I've always been pretty healthy. I really have been. But, you know, I mean, you know, I like my big steaks and I like all that. And it's not a vegetarian book by any means, but it really cuts. And it's just funny. He, Mike, and I didn't even know about this, but it is just funny how you talked about that. But I really have focused heavily on more the plant base, if you will. And I feel fantastic.
You do. I mean, you know, I'm sure we've caught each other when we, you know, those days in the gym, and you know, where we're at, you know, training at about 7,000 feet is amazing,
right?
And so, you know, getting out on the open road and running the hills in some of those neighborhoods, I've never felt better. And
right.
And the reason for that is, you know, when we cut things out of our diet that really we don't need, the trade-off is, yeah, you don't get to have that thing that you like the most,
that
but when you're actually performing, you feel amazing. And there's a stretch whenever I'm running where I literally think to myself, you know, I actually feel good.
That's awesome. So you've been in the military 20 years.
Yes.
It's not a family of military. You said you grew
actually,
up.
Actually, it is.
Oh, it is a family.
So not my immediate family, like my mom and my dad, but my grandfather, on my father's side, was an Army doctor, Army captain during the Korean War, and then my uncle served in Vietnam.
Okay.
And then my grandfather on my mother's side was a corporal. And he served in World War II.
Nice. So, nice. What do you specialize there in the military?
Logistics. Okay. I was an administrative person. I switched over. I enlisted, volunteered to enlist in 2000. And then I switched over and became a quartermaster officer or a logistics officer. So that's, you know, doing a lot of things to supply the Army to supply the force and sustain the force.
So obviously being in the military 20 years, you've seen quite a bit. I'm sure you've done a lot of deployments or a handful.
I deployed 2006 to 2008,
okay,
to Iraq. And that was a tough time. That was during the surge.
Right.
You know, lost some friends over there, gained some friends for life. And, you know, service to this country is been one of the proudest things I've ever experienced in my life.
Wow. What are some of the things that you would attribute that helped you get you, I guess, that, you know, that PTSD, which we're going to be talking about too. You know, you said you gained a lot of friends, but then you also mentioned that you lost friends over there as well.
I did. You know, first of all, you know, I did 66 combat missions while deployed. And so it's like every time you do a mission, you're leaving outside the safe zones of a war zone.
Right.
And so, you know, that every single time I left outside the wire, I tried to call my parents and it was like, you know, hey, I may not come back home. So that in and of itself is trauma. But then when you see, some of the things that I saw, you know, be standing, eating with someone one day, and then they're unidentifiable and unrecognizable the next, and you're, you know, celebrating their memory. You know, those are tough. Those are tough things to deal with. And then you top that off with the fact that the memorials for those, I was involved with a lot of the memorials, and you know, we had one. Month where I think we lost 9 or 10 folks.
Jeez.
You know, that's 9 or 10 souls that are no longer with you. And so it doesn't hit you immediately while you're deployed. You know, it doesn't hit you sometimes, when you get back home, you're just so happy to get back home
and
see everyone. But eventually, you slow down and it catches up to you.
It'll catch up to you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you had a lot of support to help get you through this.
Somewhat. I mean, you know, the biggest supporter I had, honestly, and I say this, you know, if I ever write a book, I'll name a chapter.
Not
after
if,
my daughter.
When.
That's true, because I've already started.
I'm going to hold you to it now, Mike.
But my 7-year-old daughter at the time, you know, I blanketed her out of my mind while I was deployed. I only would look at pictures of her maybe every once a month, because I just wanted to focus on what I needed to do to get back. But when I got back, I wasn't myself. And at 6 or 7 years old, 7 years old, she could see when I was not myself. So, you know, a prime example of that is, you know, hey, Daddy, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, sure, let's, no problem. We get to Chuck E. Cheese. There's all these people there. People have adjustment disorders and anxiety that they deal with.
Right.
I'm like, wow, this is crazy. There's a lot of people here. I want to go home. And I say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling good. You know, baby girl, can we do this some other time? And she's like, sure, no problem.
Right.
Like, what kid at that age is able to understand that? And she helped me do all the projects I had around the house. So, you know, that was therapy in and of itself. But I really needed something deeper to keep me grounded. And I couldn't play basketball anymore because of the way I came back home. I was actually medically evacuated to come back. And I couldn't play basketball, so I started coaching.
That's interesting. So. And I got to ask, before we go ahead and take another break here, what's the name of your book? Did I flip you on the spot?
So no, I mean, you know, the name of my book is Life Through Basketball. You know, there probably will be some other things that go with it, but Life Through Basketball, and that's really my life as an enlisted person and then an officer through my military career and how basketball shaped it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Hey, Mr. Mike Myers, Major Mike Myers. So officially call you there. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Thank you so much for opening up about you, because I really think that to know about what we're talking about, I want to know who is the person behind the mic, right? And I think it's nice to know who that person is. And so once again, thank you for that. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. Don't forget, if you're not following me, what are you doing? Well, you're listening right now. But after you're done listening, follow me on Podbean, Facebook, as well as Instagram at Antoine Glover. As well as for all of your real estate questions, you can give me a call at 719-344-0335. 719-344-0335. We'll talk to you in just a moment.
Hey, Colorado Springs, you asked for it, you got it. New from KRDO, the Back to Business Marketplace. Fantastic deals from local restaurants, shops, entertainment venues, and more at up to 50% savings. Think of it as our own little economic stimulus package. Now you can get back to enjoying all the things you love to do and save money doing it. Log on to krdo.com/shop and let the savings begin. The Back to Business Marketplace, only at krdo.com. Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Hey, welcome back. I'm your host of Wake Up and Live, Antoine Glover here. My guest this morning, Major Mike Myers, co-founder and head coach of the Military Basketball Association. Have you heard of it? I'm going to be honest, I had not heard of this, Mike. We have him here in the studio this morning, and we were talking about your service. And thank you so much for what you have done for our country and continue to do for our country. And in addition to serving overseas, what you're doing now, and you have an amazing resume just from the coaching perspective that you sent on over to me. Coaching basketball, it's truly your life. And you and I were just talking about it the last segment that you're actually writing a book about life through basketball.
Life through basketball.
Life through basketball. Well, we're going to get a little deeper here, but tell me more about this Military Basketball Association. I have to say it over and over because if I say MBA, people think of the other thing.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. There's always a point behind everything.
That's funny. So tell us, what is it just came about? Was it something that was a vision for you, something you've always wanted to do? You were a co-founder, so you have some other people that kind of helped make this happen as well.
Right. So the NBA, I'm actually not the head coach of it. I'm the commissioner for
commissioner
for the NBA. The NBA is a global organization. It's all volunteers. We have a board of about nine members. The other co-founders, the actual term was, and the idea and concept was mine. My buddies are all retired guys. Jason LaFaciano, he's U.S. Army retired, and then Coach Angel Acevedo, who actually is still living here in Colorado Springs, probably someone you could interview as well. He is a co-founder. So we came up with this idea of volunteer coaches. They're already coaching.
Right.
So there was already an existing system. There's about 45 teams in the United States. There's about 6 in Korea and maybe 12 to 14 in Europe. They've always been there. What the NBA tried to do was provide a volunteer program, an organization that allows them to compete towards something, right?
Right.
So that something I said was going to be here in Colorado Springs.
Right.
So the biggest prize in military basketball is what we did last year, which was the NBA Finals. And so we had 24 installations here last year. They competed. The Jacksonville team won it, won the finals, and it's a blast. And the biggest thing on social media, I mean, 30,000 people in like 3 days. It was it was amazing. But so that's what the NBA does, and it's just volunteer coaches. Every coach at every installation is contributing their time by coaching basketball. The actual airmen and soldiers and Marines and sailors that are participating are part of a family. So if you've deployed, which is my situation, I deployed, I didn't have this when I got back. People now have the NBA and its coaches and their volunteers to rely on at these bases to play basketball. And if you're playing basketball, you're part of a family.
Right.
If you're part of a family, you're building resiliency. If you're building resiliency, then you're getting after many of the things that I want to get after, and I'm sure everybody in the United States of America wants to get after, and that's PTSD and reducing the veteran suicides.
Right.
And that is my biggest thing. I've lost more friends to veteran suicide than I have folks that I've actually known that were deployed and killed in action. That's terrible, but that's the truth.
And so that was the impetus as to why you thought that this was so important to bring these soldiers together, men and women.
Absolutely.
And really bring them together. It's a family. You know,
yes.
You know, I always say, no matter what it is in life, we can't do this thing called life alone.
That's correct.
Right? And yes. And no care how strong you are, I don't care how, you know, buff you are, and how eventually you're going to need somebody, a coach. A mentor,
that's
if
correct.
You will,
teacher.
In your a teacher, a sensei. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. You're going to need somebody in there. I remember I played sports throughout, you know, when I was from soccer and basketball and baseball. Mm-hmm. And there was something special when the coach would say something, and you just wanted to soak up everything that he or she wanted you to do.
Absolutely.
And so this is an amazing. Amazing opportunity to really bring those people together. So, unfortunately, we have COVID. It stopped a lot of things. How can people know more about the MBA? How can they participate? How can they help further your cause?
Absolutely. So, one thing, I have a team here in Colorado Springs, the Colorado Military Basketball Team. So, that's one team that I'm actually directly coaching, and I'm trying to partner with maybe some other folks within the military community. But if you want to know about the NBA, one thing we do need, just to caveat that, is we're trying to find a place to practice, a gym to practice after COVID subsides.
Yeah.
But if you want to know about the NBA, you can go to the NBA's page on Facebook, Military Basketball Association on Facebook. And then there's MyNBAGlobal.com. MyNBAGlobal.com. That is a great It's got a lot of the things that we're going to be doing moving forward, where we're going to be trying to register our players. They have player profiles. The biggest thing we haven't we're offering is that if you play and you still have college eligibility, college coaches are looking for you. And so we're a network and a tool for those folks to get into that. And then you can just, my number's on all of those sites. You can call me directly. Talking basketball or military basketball is my life. And then speaking resiliency is our vision.
I'm going to be definitely looking for your book. He's all over social media. How can they get a hold of you on social media?
On social media, I'm Mike Myers II. Obviously, there was a first, and there is also a third.
There's only one you.
There's only one me. But I'm Mike Myers II, and then I'm on Instagram. You can look at, you can follow the NBA on Instagram and Twitter. My NBA Global on Twitter, and I think that there's another one on Instagram. Just type NBA in there, and it'll come up. And that's pretty much it. I have a pretty decent social media footprint.
Okay, I have a couple of rapid fire questions. You
sure,
ready?
Sure.
All right. I like to do this kind of stuff. What's the one song or band when it comes on the radio, it just stops you in your track and you just turn it up and just let it out? Ooh. See, I told you.
Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest. I remember. Yeah.
They're.
That's where you just say, "Kids, stop!" and you turn it up. And you turn it up. What's the one book that's been the most instrumental to you?
I want to say Ten Hands with John Wooden. I want to say that's a pretty good book. I think it's a book by John Wooden on leadership. I love
anything John. You just say John Wooden.
John Wooden is an awesome.
He is a
awesome coach. He's just a legendary coach. But his books are amazing.
Wow. What's the one movie? No matter how many times it comes on, I mean, I'll tell you mine real quick. It's The Christmas Story. It's, you know, it, every year, and I go, I know every line, but I just, it stops me in my tracks. So the one movie that you turn on, what is it? And you just say, I got to watch it.
The Godfather.
Hey, there it is.
The Godfather.
Not part two, not three, but the original.
Very, the very first one.
There's nothing better than the first one. And last question, what's the best piece of advice? I love asking this when we're breaking bread with family and friends. What's the best piece of advice ever given to you, and who was it by?
My mother.
Okay.
And she said, you know, do everything that you can to win. If you fall short, but you've done everything you can sleep at night.
That's awesome.
And she said, win.
Mr. Mike Myers, Major Mike Myers, co-founder, commissioner of the Military Basketball Association. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're going to get you some publicity, and we're going to see if we can do to find you a gym that you can practice in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Now, if you'd like to have your voice heard regarding something good that you're doing in the community, or you know somebody that deserves some recognition for the good they're doing in the community, reach out to me. It's pretty simple. Or if you're a business owner that would like to partner up with me on Wake Up and Live, I only have a few slots remaining. Or if you have any questions, obviously, regarding buying or selling a home, call the expert, me, Antoine Glover, 719-344-0335. And don't forget, follow me on Podbean, Facebook, and Instagram at Antoine Glover. That is Wake Up and Live, episode number 2. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We will talk to you in 7 days.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.